in your finances, in your relationships, in your health, what every area of life, you are right now sowing seeds into a cycle that's coming your way. Right now.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, my name is Mark Job. Welcome to Straight Talk. It's great to be with you once again on the air. You know, I was thinking about the fact that there are so many talented, gifted people that are listening to my voice right now that are wondering, God, where do you want me to serve? Maybe you're one of those individuals that has gotten caught up into your job but are doing very little for the kingdom of God and can't quite seem to find the place that you fit in. Well, if you're looking for a place to serve, I have a great opportunity for you. In 1995, seeing some of the great needs around Chicago, especially among youth, myself and a core of people started what we call now New Life Centers. New Life Centers is dedicated to showing the love of Jesus Christ in practical ways in some of the most underserved neighborhoods in the city of Chicago. We primarily work with youth, many of them gang-involved youth, providing mentoring, helping them understand that there's another life that they can engage in. We're always looking for mentors, people that are willing to say, I will set aside a day or two and just spend time with the youth that's troubled. So if you're interested in helping out with youth, whether it's helping them do their homework or whether it's helping just spend some time with them, play some basketball with them, take them out to eat, get involved in their lives, then we have a place for you in New Life Centers. And if you would go to our website at nlcenters.org, you'll find information there where you can ask, hey, I'd like to volunteer. I'd like to help out a troubled youth and make a difference. So if you're looking to utilize your gifting and have some spare time, I would challenge you to go to your website and look at New Life Centers to help mentor a youth that may need some help that you can provide. God bless you, and let's get ready for today's message.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Straight Talk. Glad to have you with us. We continue on in Pastor Mark's series called Thrive, Beyond Mere Survival, with the third message in the series. It's called Beyond Survival, Giving. Let's jump right into the message with Pastor Mark. We'll be in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11.
Throughout this entire series and for several years now, I've been teaching you a principle that we call the 10-10-80 principle. How many of you know what that means, 10-10-80? Give 10, save 10, live on 80. Let's say it all together. Give 10, save 10, live on 80. One more time. Give 10, save 10, live on 80. So we've talked about some of the principles of living. We've talked about the principles of saving. Today I want to talk to you about the principle of giving, because it's huge in this whole area of keeping financially healthy. So I wanted you to take your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11, as we talk about thrive beyond survival giving. What most determines the health of your finances is not merely your paycheck. Because some of you will be tempted to look at your paycheck and say, this is nothing. I need a lot more than this. And some of you are tempted to look at your paycheck and despise your paycheck. Man, after the state takes out money, after the federal income taxes are taken out, after Social Security's taken out, and after they haven't given me extra overtime hours, you look at your check and you say, this is nothing. I need a lot more. But I want you to understand this, and it's a principle I'm teaching you. You start with what you have first. Managing with what you have first according to God's principles, and then pray for an increase. But you can't pray for an increase until you're managing what you have first right. Hello? You got to manage what you have first right. And by the way, for those of you that say, hey, I have nothing to manage, man, I'm looking for a job right now. How many of you have checked out the bulletin board we put up that back there? Because we put up a bulletin board for jobs. And boy, I was going to bring some papers because the Census Bureau's hiring. There's some stuff for some bilingual people back there, too. So if you don't have a job and you're looking for a job, we have a bulletin board right out there for places that are looking to hire. If your company's looking to hire, also let us know and we'll post it up there. We just want to make sure there's a lot of job information flowing so as many people as possible are working and have income in their households and are able to take care of their families. So make sure you keep posted on that. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 says, remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. Hey, for God loves a cheerful giver. The word there is literally the word hilarious. God loves a hilarious giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all time, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. I'm going to stop right there. The first principle I want to teach you this morning, there's four principles related to giving that I want to teach you. And again, you're not going to be healthy financially if you just save and you budget. Those are great things. But I believe that the secret, one of the hidden secrets of financial health is the power of giving. You will not be healthy financially unless you learn the power of generosity. The power of generosity. So principle number one, when it comes to giving, you reap in direct portion to how you sow. Notice what Paul says. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Farmers understand this because they're governed by natural laws of sowing and reaping, right? If a farmer goes out and sows in a plot of land, he doesn't come back in harvest time and expect to reap in four plots of land. If he's only sown in one plot, he can only reap in one plot. Many of us have not understood that concept. If I sow a little seed, I can't expect to reap a lot of harvest. I have a little harvest because I've sown a little seed. The harvest that I reap is in direct correlation to the seeds that I sow. The seeds that I sow determine the harvest that I will reap. It's a biblical concept. It's taught other places in Scripture as well. For example, Jesus taught this same concept, and he was speaking about money and related to finances in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, he says, give and it will be given to you. How will it be given to you? A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It will be poured into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you as well. What Jesus taught was this. In essence, what Jesus was saying is that when you give and you open up the doors of generosity, those open doors go both ways. If the door of generosity is open, it also opens up the door for receiving as well. However, it depends in large measure on what you use to give. If you use a teaspoon to sow the seeds, a teaspoon will be used to sow back into your life. You can't sow with a teaspoon and expect to collect with a barrel. Hello. Many of us sow with a little teaspoon and then we bring our barrel out and say, well, what's that? Jesus said, hey, I'm going to pack it as much as I can. I'm going to press it down. Have you ever tried to fit some sort of flour or seeds into a jar? And you move it, you shake it, you pack it down, you pour it. I was at Mongolian barbecue place. Have you ever been there? You get to put on your own plate, and it's only one serving, so I pack it up high. My bowl's like spilling out because it's only one serving. And so I had to walk real careful because I had piled it on high. I mean, it was packed down, shaken together, overflowing. But you only get one shot at it, so you might as well pack it high, right? Well, this is what Jesus is saying. Hey, I'm going to pack it down. I'm going to pour it over. I'm going to use to the max what you give me to use. But what determines what I use is the measure you sow with. I will take whatever you give me, and I will use it to however I can, but you're the one that determines what I have to use. That's what Jesus says. Pressed down, shaken together, maximizing it, but whatever utensil you use, that's what's going to be used to give back to you as well. Another scripture that talks about this as well, great scripture, Galatians chapter 6, also the Apostle Paul. He says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. A man reaps what he sows. What does it mean that God is not mocked? It means you cannot trick God. That God, you cannot expect to not sow in an area and then go out and reap in that area. God knows what you've sown into. And God knows you can't fool God. You may fool other people. You may trick other people. Other people may think you're sowing into that area. But you can't trick God. God knows what you've sown into. And he will make sure that you reap in direct correlation to how you've sown. Because God is smart, intelligent. He can't be duped. He can't be tricked. He cannot be conned. God knows what you deserve to harvest based on what you've sown. Now, I mentioned to you that many of us believe that life, sometimes we look at the future and we believe that life is random. We look at some people and say, well, they're lucky. Well, they seem to be lucky a lot. By the way, I don't believe in luck. Just throw it out there. I don't like the word luck because the word luck implies random occurrences. And I believe that God is sovereign. And when God is sovereign, it eliminates luck charms. And nothing happens randomly or arbitrarily in the design of God. Because if God is in control, luck is not in control. God has a purpose and a plan for everything. So when you say that person is lucky, I like to use the word blessed, not lucky. I believe that, and here's what I believe. Some people think that they can't dictate anything about the future, that the future just happens to you and you cannot determine the future. You cannot know what's coming to you in the future. Here's what I want to tell you. You cannot control the future. However, you can sow into the future. Right now, whatever you're doing right now, you are sowing into the next cycle.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You're listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Beyond Survival. Giving. It's part of our series called Thrive, Beyond Mere Survival. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of our message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11. Our message, Beyond Survival, Giving.
Let me say that again. Right now, in your finances, in your relationships, in your health, what every area of life, you are right now sowing seeds into a cycle that's coming your way. Right now. You are determining what your future is going to look like. Whatever you're doing with your present is actually determining aspects of your future. Whatever you are sowing right now into the present will be manifest in the cycle of the harvest that comes about in the next cycle time. So some of you say, well, I don't know what the future holds. But listen, some of you are not sowing the right seeds. Some of you are sowing bad seeds in your present, so you're going to reap a bad harvest the next cycle around. Some of you think you're getting away with something because you say, I'm doing it, and hey, I'm getting away with it. Oh, yeah. No, you're not. Here's the thing. Your cycle hasn't come in yet. And some of you are doing the right thing, and you say, I keep doing the right thing over and over and over, and it's not getting me anywhere. Hey, listen. Yes, it is. The thing is, your cycle hasn't kicked in yet, but your cycle is coming. Whatever seeds you sow, you will reap. And it is a spiritual principle that cannot be negated. It will play itself out in your life. I read recently, someone sent me an email, emailed me an article on the topic of finances. And they said in February of 2005, there was a home in Georgia that was selected for Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Have you ever seen that show, Extreme Makeover? In fact, we had a person from New Life that whose home was selected here in Chicago, and they got an extreme makeover on their house, Gino and Melinda. And so my wife dragged me out to see it. Come on, we gotta see it. I wanna say, move that bus, she said. So I was out there with all the crowd, and since we knew we were there to support Gino and Melinda, we knew them, and we were excited about that in their house. And I had screaming girls behind me saying, Ty, Ty, Ty. He's one of the actors there. So I saw it firsthand. But this home in Georgia was a decrepit house that this show, Extreme Makeover, decided that they would rehab. So they tore down the old house and they built a mini mansion. Brand new brick building, huge, replaced the old decrepit house that was there. And on top of that, they decided to give $250,000 towards the Harper family that lived in that home to help them with their bills and education. So brand new paid for home. It took 1,800 volunteers to build that home. All the material was donated. The house was free, so it was paid off in full, $250,000. I mean, most of us would say, hey, the lottery boat just came in. This will change my life. Some of you are saying, all I need is a break like that. Man, if I could have a break like that, my life would turn around. Here's the thing. Here's what I've been teaching you. Unless you change the formula, it's only a matter of time before you're in the same situation you are now, unless your formula of money management changes. Quantity will not change your destiny. You have to change the way you manage your money. It appeared in the paper that this past August, that brand new home that was built was in foreclosure. It appears that the Harper family had not changed their formula. Therefore, they decided to borrow equity on that home of $450,000 equity that they could not pay. And so therefore, it went into foreclosure and it was being put on the auction block in August so someone else could buy that house. Why? Here's a family that got a break but did not change the formula. And some of you are praying for a break. You're thinking if you just had a break, it would all be different. And I'm saying, no, it's not about the break. It's about what you have, changing the formula of how you manage with what you have and making sure that you are sowing the seeds in the right direction. Because as you change the seed sowing, you will change your destiny. Anybody with me this morning? Just nod. Hey, I'm hearing you. All right. Want to make sure you're with me. So, this is what we learn about sowing and reaping. I don't have a lot of time to get into it this morning, but I want to give you just a couple quick factors about sowing and reaping that apply to our life. And by the way, not just to our finances. They apply to every area of life. Here's the question you need to ask yourself. If I have scarcity in my life in a certain area, then what am I doing to sow in that area? If you have a scarcity in something in life, you say, I lack something in this area. Then the biblical principle is start sowing seeds in that area. So the next cycle, you'll start harvesting in that area. I've talked to you about this before and used this illustration, but there may be someone here in this auditorium that says, I feel like I'm lonely. I feel like I have few friends. I wish I had more friends. I wish I could connect with some people and talk with some people more. And maybe you're new at this church and you say, I come and I'm in the back. I'm just waiting for someone to introduce themselves to me. But you know, I stand around and I kind of look like, hey, introduce you. And I know now people are just walking by and talking to people. And I just walk to the parking lot, get in my car and go. And then on Friday night, I just sit there and I look at my phone. I dust it off. And I say, phone, why aren't you going to ring? Someone call me. And then when they call, I pick it up and say, hello. And it's the telemarketer. And it's so bad, I just spend 20 minutes on the phone talking to the telemarketer. But, you know, he lives in India, so I don't get the, you know, I can't connect with them. And you say, I don't know how to change this, but that's my situation in life. I'm saying you're going about it all wrong. Because if you have a scarcity of friendship, then there's one thing that you need to do. And that means you need to start sowing seeds of friendship. You need to start sowing seeds of friendship around you. In other words, you shouldn't sit in the back of the church with your shoulders hunched over waiting for someone to salute you. You should start introducing yourself to people. You should go up to people and say, hi, my name is. You shouldn't be sitting there on a Friday night waiting for someone to call you. You should be picking up the phone and saying, hey, can we get together for a cup of coffee? There's a new movie that's come out lately. Hey, what if we do something together? You should be sowing seeds of friendship around you. You should be talking to people, sowing seeds. Because the more you sow, the more you you didn't catch that very well. The more you sow, the more you reap. And so what happens to a lot of us, we feel needy in an area and we want someone else to sow into us because we get a needy mentality. And I mentioned this to you before, but some of you have one friend. You say, well, I got one friend. And that's good. I'm glad you have one friend. But you know what you do with that one friend? You call him on the phone 20 times a day. How you doing? What are you doing? Oh, the same thing I was doing 5 minutes ago when you called me. And 20 minutes ago when you were texting me. And 30 minutes ago when you were on Facebook trying to talk to me. I mean, I'm okay. Nothing's changed. I mean, we've seen each other all the time. And so the one friend that you have, you call, you talk, you let's get together, let's hang out. You're like glued with them. And then the other friend decides, hey, I want to call someone up and talk to them. And then you find out about it. Hey, who you meeting with? Hey, how come you didn't invite me? How come I wasn't there? And after a while, they start thinking, stalker. And you say, hey, you're a nice person. I just need space. Man, I feel like I'm being squeezed the life out of me. You know why? Because you have one friend, so you have a scarcity mentality. You're clinging so hard to that one friend. Here's what's going to happen. You'll lose them. Because the scarcity mentality says, hang on to what you have tight. Because the little you have, you're going to lose. So hang on tight. God's mentality, the sow reap principle says, no, the opposite is true. If you have a scarcity in an area, then you need to start releasing seeds into that area, sowing into that area, because it may seem like the farmer may say, I can't let go of these seeds because these seeds will help me make bread. But yet God says, no, you have to take the risk and release those seeds because those seeds will multiply into more seeds. But you have to let go of those seeds in order to produce the harvest in your life. And that's the way it is with giving in every area of our life. And so the sow reap principle says there's a couple factors that you have to keep in mind. A lot of people blow it when it comes to the sow reap principle because they don't understand these factors. Galatians tells us that there's the time factor. You will reap at the proper time, it says. At the proper time. So there's the time factor. Here's the thing. It takes time for seeds to grow and produce fruit. Remember, a new cycle is on your way. You don't go out to the garden and plant a tulip and see it pop up the next day. It takes a while. When my kids were small, we planted a few seeds in the garden. They would run out there to see if it had popped up yet the next day. And I tried to tell them, no, it doesn't work that way. Dad, something's wrong with the seed. We better dig it up again. No. Nothing's wrong with the seed. It's just there's a lapse of time between the time that you plant it and the time that you reap. It's not immediate gratification. You don't sow one time and reap it the next day. There's a lapse of time where something is happening beyond what your eyes can see.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago with the first half of his message entitled Beyond Survival, Giving, which is from his current series called Thrive, Beyond Mere Survival. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.